Researchers in British Columbia using migratory seabirds from Alaska have found surprising levels of plastic pollution off the coast of the Pacific Northwest. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The northern fulmar, which looks a bit like a gull but isn't, spends most of its more than 40-year lifespan at sea. More than half of the North American population breeds in Alaska, and they migrate up and down along the Pacific coast. Because they scoop fish and squid out of the first few feet of water, examining the stomachs of northern fulmar provides a fairly good indicator of what amount of pollution is on the surface of waters they inhabit. Stephanie Avery-Gom was the lead researcher on a University of British Columbia study that aimed to gauge plastic pollution in the Pacific Northwest by doing just that.
The northern fulmar can be canaries in the coal mine in that if they have plastic in their stomach, you know that there's now plastic in the ocean. They really are vulnerable to ingesting plastic.
Fairly well understood is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a swirling vortex of pollution comprised of plastic pieces large and small. It ranges in the North Pacific Gyre between Asia and North America, but the extent of plastic pollution closer to the Pacific Northwest is less well understood.
What we didn't know was whether or not there was also plastic pollution off the coast of British Columbia, Canada, Oregon, and Washington. This study aimed to answer that question, figure out whether or not plastic pollution was an issue here. The levels that we're seeing tell us that plastic pollution in the East and North Pacific is probably a lot more of an issue than we previously thought.
Gathering data meant analyzing dead fulmar that were collected by various volunteer groups along shorelines in the Pacific Northwest between 2009 and 2010. The plastic was not responsible for the death of the birds. They had succumbed to other causes. But the researchers were astounded by the amount of plastic they found.
Almost every fulmar we looked at had ingested plastic, 92% of the birds, which is surprising. But what's more, the fulmars had ingested more plastic than we had anticipated. So on average, they ingested 0.385 grams, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it represents sort of the same body weight as if a human were to eat 50 grams. So in Canada, that would be like 10 quarters.
And most of the plastic these researchers found seems to have originated from local sources, either dumped from ships or escaping to sea from North American litter.
A lot of the pieces of plastic that we found were quite small, and they were user plastic, so it's sort of what would happen if you threw a water bottle into the ocean and it broke down over time. That's really what we were finding, that and some styrofoam, and also a lot of plastic sheeting, sort of like a candy bar wrapper.
The researchers are concerned that the coastal waters of the Pacific Northwest may soon face the same levels of pollution that once plagued the North Sea. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.